Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
What is the evil that many call good? Who has been affected by the evil many call good? What things characterize the evil many call good? Is there any escape from the evil many call good? What has been done to combat this evil many call good? These things will be answered in this episode of Lawmaster. But first, this. 2 Corinthians 3:15. Three words. Moses is read. Translation, the law is read. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. This is the law of God. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, says the word of God. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, the people. The Lord will do great things. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have faith or complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, dwelling place, belonging to God is with men. The temple or dwelling place of God is holy. The Lord lives. Behold, now there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, United States of America, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I, the word of God, spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish the law forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Whosoever resists him resists this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will, he sinneth not. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments, and wait on thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth, just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart, who gives you richly all things to enjoy. Salute the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Speak the truth. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. What God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, give thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of judgment. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's, shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The Gentiles shall fulfill or carry out the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep or fulfill, obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently keep or fulfill, obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, can be seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster Program. www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is determined shall be done. As thou the Gentiles have done, it shall be done to thee, the Gentiles. His, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commandeth them. Wait on the Lord. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is thy, the Gentiles, keeper. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's name shall be in their, the Gentiles, foreheads. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He sinneth not. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, and to cleave to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and to serve him. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. All thy children shall be taught about the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The words coming from God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shalt not prevail against the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, but shalt surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Go to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Fear God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Do all the words of this law. That obviously was the reading of the law. Moses is read, the scripture says. The law I read in your hearing. Now, I turn to the outline for the hour, or the rest of the hour. Statements of concern. Ephesians 6:12. Find this statement. Ephesians 6:12 says this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world. I'm reminded of the darkness of Christianity. Many people, especially those who are not Gentiles, do not know really what Christianity is, its horrors, its evils, etc. Many have a good view of Christianity. They don't question it. Not at all. Not at all. But as I go through these this outline, you will see, I hope, that Christianity, that which many call good, is in fact at the core not good at all. I've been talking about the Spirit, and I've said that we are not to be led of the Spirit, and I've said that you are not led by a spirit. You are led by men, people, human beings. Human beings. And I'm talking to those who go to church also. I'm talking to all people, really. Whether you go to church or not, that's beside the point. You follow somebody. You follow some person's teaching, whatever. You follow somebody. That's just a fact of life. And you do not follow a spirit, even those who say they are walking in the Spirit. Let's move on. Spiritual wickedness. 1 Corinthians 14:37. 14:37, 1 Corinthians. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, I say this, let him acknowledge, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the law, which I just read, was read by the Lord. That law, which you heard a few minutes ago, was read by the Lord. Let him who thinks he is a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I read in the law were read by the Lord God. Isaiah 9:15-16. Isaiah 9:15-16. Now the text reads as follows. The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. Now, what is meant by the word prophet here in this statement and in the preceding statement, which I read moments ago? What is meant by prophet? Teacher. That's what is meant by prophet, teacher. Confessing to be a Bible teacher. He uses the Bible. He fronts with the Bible. He comes before you with a Bible in his hand. And he reads scriptures. The prophet that teaches lies. The leaders, the next verse, 16, the leaders of this people cause them to err. Now, it does not say the Spirit causes the people or this people to err. It says the leaders. And as I've said, you are led by people, a person or people, human beings. Okay. The leaders of this people cause them to err. What is this people? And what is their error? What is their wrong? What is this people? One people I know, the Bible tells me to speak that which you know. One group of people that I know has erred and is in error is black people. I'm pretty sure they are not the only group. But just speaking what I really, factually, indeed know, that black people, many of whom profess Christianity, are walking in error. They are erring and don't know it. They have been walking in error since the Gentiles, operating under the dictates of the papacy, invaded the land of the black people, captured them, and enslaved them, dumbed them down, since that time, the time of their capture and enslavement, the Gentiles have been feeding or have fed black people what they call Christian teaching. Christian teaching. Now get this. The Gentiles were professing Christianity all the while they had black people or held black people captive and in enslavement. They were professing Christianity, and they were teaching their Christian lies to the black people. The leaders of this people, this particular people, the black people, their leaders have caused them to err. Now, who is this leader or leaders of the black people? Think about it for a moment. Who would you say are the leaders of black people? And understanding that black people are in error. Who has caused this? Their leaders? Who are the leaders? The leaders of black people are the Gentiles. Black people do not follow their own teaching coming from the Bible. They follow the rhetoric that the slave masters taught the slaves who could not read. Because the Gentiles did not allow them to learn to read. The Gentiles did not allow them to get knowledge. I said earlier, the Gentiles dumbed us down. They made us dumb, ignorant, and filled us with fear, and fed us Christian lies. This is very important, very important. Get this. Follow this. Understand this. Don't let it slip by. The statement says the leaders of this people cause them to err. Is it good to be in error? Is it good to be in error? Is it good to believe something that is not so? I don't think it's good at all. I don't care how good it sounds. And just because it sounds good does not mean it is right. Just because that's the only thing you are taught does not mean you should hold on to it and does not mean it is right. The question now is, what is right? It is not right, neither is it good, to be in error. It is not good and it is not right to have a false belief. I don't care who gave it to you. It's not good at all. The leaders of this people cause them to err. Listen. And they that are led. So the leaders are charged with leading people into error. Deliberately misleading people. Deliberately misteaching people. Deliberately misguiding people. That's a high charge. The leaders of this people, the Gentiles, the leaders of black people. When the Gentiles took the chains off us, I'm talking about worldwide, when the Gentiles took the chains off black people, some of them helped black people establish churches and all. You know, I'm going to try to stick with my text here and with my outline. Okay. There's so much that can come in that can play into this, but I want to stick to the outline. The leaders of this people caused them to err. The Gentiles caused the black people to err. Now, you may be of a different group of people, a different race. Have the Gentiles caused you to err? Have they preached the Jesus message to you? Have they preached the Spirit message? Have they preached Christianity to you? If they have, and you have listened, then you are included in this. You are a people who have been misled, mistaught, lied to by the Gentiles as well. Okay, black people are not alone. That doesn't make it good, though. The leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led, the people that are in error, they that are led, of them, the Gentiles, the leaders, are destroyed. Wow. Wow. They that are led are destroyed. Black people, led by the Gentiles. What did the Gentiles do? I said they invaded the land of the black people, wherever they were. They captured them. They overcame them. They cast them into enslavement. They destroyed the black people. Listen, the leaders of this people caused them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. You know, the blacks who are scattered abroad as an effect of the Gentiles enslaving the black people and capturing and holding black people in captivity, that those black people who are yet scattered about, you know, the descendants of those who were scattered about, are destroyed. Black people, those who are scattered about, are not even a people. They are individuals. They are individuals. They are not a people. A people has its own things, such as autonomy. It's their own land. They have the unity. They are together. The descendants of the blacks who were scattered abroad are yet scattered abroad. We've been depeopled. Our unity has been taken away by the Gentiles, those who continually mislead us, those who held us captive. They that are led of them are destroyed. Destroyed. no longer a people, but individuals living in a Gentile world, a Gentile culture. Misled of those who destroyed them. Misled, mistaught, given a false belief, given lies. And as I began to say, when the Gentiles took the chains off, they did not tell us, hey, those things that we told you about Jesus and all, and we told you were in the Bible, well, we lied to you. They never confessed to lying to us. And black people to this very day, what? Many black people still hold to the lies. That's bad. That's a shame. That's a shame. Because of wickedness. Wickedness. You can call it spiritual wickedness. It is wickedness. Let's move on. We have quite a bit. Listen. The leaders of the people are culpable, deserving blame. That's what the text says here, Isaiah 9:15-16. The Bible teachers, the preachers, the pastors, the ministers, whatever they call themselves, teachers of lies. Christianity does not have a good name. It does not have a good, it does not have a good past. It does not have a good history. I'm telling you what the Christians did, the Gentiles did. Many of them go under the alias white people today. I'm telling you what they did and what they do. Destroyed a race of people. Destroyed a group of people. And gave them nothing in return. Used them and gave them nothing in return when they took off the chains. That's bad. And there are some blacks who say, well, let the past, let bygones be bygones. Let dead bones lie or lay, whatever. Get with the times. No. I get with the truth. I get with the truth. This is something that should be talked about. And something should be done about it. Christianity. Christian ministers, teachers of lies. Need to understand this. Because so many of our people are under the lie. Under the lies, believing the lies, thinking they have something good when they have nothing but evil. That's bad, and it's wrong. I don't care how good something sounds, if it's bad, it's bad. Yeah, they may do good things. Their doctrine is a doctrine. The Gentiles' doctrine, Christian doctrine, is a doctrine of lies. Get away from it. I'll show you how later on. The question is asked, is there an escaping from that which many call good, but it's really evil? Listen, Isaiah 9:17. For everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. Who is it talking about? It's talking about your Christian minister. It's talking about your Bible teacher. Your Christian Bible teacher. The one who tells you about Jesus. The big liar. Just because the Gentiles told you about Jesus, that does not make it true. The Gentiles lie to you. They lie to your mama. There's a statement in the Bible that says, so we preached, so you believed. Yeah, they say, yeah, we preached it, we preached Jesus, and you believed it. As if to say, we didn't try to make you believe it. Yes, they did. They made the slaves say they were Christians. They made the slaves say they loved their masters. They made the slaves say anything they wanted them to say. Now we can read, and now the Gentiles are not making us say anything. But they've worked it into our things like DNA. And it goes on from one generation to the other. The lies go on. Black people continue to walk in the lies, hold on to the lies. And they say they can read now. Yeah, they say they can read. Well, are you reading this what I read? And are you understanding this which I understand? Everyone is a hypocrite. Not some. Every Christian minister is a hypocrite and a what? And an evildoer. And every mouth speaks folly. What is folly? Foolishness. Foolishness. The Christian minister. When he opens his mouth, out comes folly, out comes foolishness, out comes deceit, and out come lies. Out comes lies. Out come lies. All right? That's your Christian minister. The question is asked, the Bible question asks, who is a liar? I just told you, your Christian minister is a liar. What is your Christian minister's name? What is your mother's Christian minister's name? Brother or sister or cousin? Your friend's Christian minister? Whoever it is a liar. That person is a liar. The Christian minister is a liar. I'm so glad I found it out. I'm so glad I found out the truth about Christianity coming from the Bible, not another book, but coming from the Bible. The Bible, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, puts down religion. It puts down Christianity. What the speaker says in the Word of God says in Psalm 119, I hate every false way. Every false way. Christianity is one of those false ways. Why? Because it teaches lies. If it teaches lies, then it teaches a false way. Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and die for your sins. You're not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit. You're not under the law. Foolishness. Jesus loves you. Foolishness. Jesus in the Bible in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. Jeremiah 8:10. Says, listen. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. from the highest priest to the lowest minister. Get that? From the highest one. Who is over the Christian church? From the highest one to the lowest minister. Listen, what it says about him, everyone deals falsely. Everyone deals falsely. Every mouth speaks folly. Are you getting this? All are hypocrites and evildoers and liars. All Christian ministers. Every one of them. Name one. A hypocrite, a liar, one who deals falsely, one who speaks folly, foolishness. Name another Christian minister. Yeah, that one too. Yeah, every one of them. Oh, but they seem so sincere. It doesn't matter. They're liars, hypocrites. What is a hypocrite? Someone pretending to be something that he's not, or she's not. You know? Lying. This is not a laughing matter. It's not funny at all. Name another Christian minister. Yeah, that one too. Liar, hypocrite, one who deals falsely, one who teaches folly and lies. Okay, you get the point. Every Christian minister, from the highest one to the lowest one, everyone deals falsely. Every one of their mouths speaks folly. Every one of them is a hypocrite. Every one of them is a liar. This is your Bible, talking about religious leaders. The leaders of this people cause them to err. To err. You know, the average person goes to church thinking to get good direction. He goes to church just to hear lies. Just to be told lies. What all I want to say, Jesus died for your sins. Give your life to Jesus. Jesus is coming back. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Yeah, that statement is in the Bible, yeah. Yeah. As evidence against them. Yeah. The statement's right there in the book. That's what they say. What the Gentiles said? So we preach, so you believe. You believe the lie that we preached. Stop believing the lie. Okay. Jeremiah 9:8. Their tongue, your Christian minister's tongue, is as an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. There's the word deceit. You have been misled, mistaught, misdirected. You have been deceived by your Christian minister or by some Christian minister. You've been deceived by Christianity. You've been deceived by religion. And look at this in religion. Some of the lying Christian ministers, they'll say that they teach a lie person, and it's not religion. Yes, it is. The whole Christian doctrine is a religious doctrine. Religion, the Christian religion is built upon lies. It's all religion. It's all vanity. It's all worthless. Verse 5, and they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. That's your Christian minister, people. They will not speak the truth. They will not tell you, yes, Jesus is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you want to know the truth about Jesus, go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It doesn't matter what comes from Acts on out through Revelation. The truth about Jesus is shown in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is a criminal. They won't tell you the truth. They'll tell you the character Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a righteous person. It said they will not speak the truth. The Christian minister, Christianity, both of those things are set against you, the people. They are against you. The Christian minister, I don't care who he is, he's against you, she's against you. They will not speak the truth. Ignorance is no excuse. They just will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. And then verse 8, their tongue is at an hour shut out. It speaks deceit. That's what your Christian minister does. That's what they do. They deceive you. They deceive you with lies. Matthew 5:3, the poor in spirit. Just those words, those four words, the poor in spirit. Let me turn to it and make sure it says that. Matthew 5:3. Yeah, just these four words, the poor in spirit. The poor with regard to the spirit. I'll say that again, the poor with regard to the spirit. Your Christian minister gives you an inferior. One of the definitions of poor is inferior. They give you an inferior teaching. They give you a false teaching. A false teaching is an inferior teaching. The superior teaching is the teaching of truth. But what the scriptures say, they will not speak the truth. Your Christian minister is against you. Christianity is against you. It is not the right way. It is a false way. Now, these things are clear. These things are clear. The Christian minister does not teach the Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, I've told you this before. Now, you need to tell all your people about this, and your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell everybody you can meet that you found out that Christianity is evil, and it is against us, the people, and that they need to come out. And that they need to listen to Lawmaster. Yes, I'm saying that. You need to listen to Lawmaster, where you get the truth of Bible content. God gives you the truth of Bible content. God exposes the evil of Christianity and the evil of religion. God makes it known that Christianity is an evil. Okay. Poor in spirit. Poor with regard to the spirit. They teach about the spirit. They teach Jesus. They teach love. They just lie, lie, lie. Hosea 9:6. It says the prophet that teaches lies is a fool, and some would have you think they are spiritual. Yeah. Hosea 9:6, let me turn to it. Okay. All right. Okay, I believe I wrote down a wrong reference here, and I'm trying to see if I can find it. Okay. Trying to see if I can find it. Okay, verse 7, Hosea 9:7, not 6, 9:7. Let me see. Let me make that correction now before I forget. Hosea 9:7. Okay, got it. The prophet is a fool, it says. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. Think about what Gentiles did to black people. Think about their hatred of black people. You can't love somebody and do what they did to black people. I mean, that's not love. It's definitely not love. Hatred. Hatred. The iniquity. What they did to black people. And it carries over to the day. Yeah. Some of the preachers would have you think that they are spiritual. Second Corinthians 10:3. I want to see this. Second Corinthians 10:3. Second Corinthians. Look at this. Five words. It says, we walk in the flesh. You should know that by now. You should know that by now. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And it goes on. But just to bring, I wanted to bring to your attention these five words. We walk in the flesh. We walk in the flesh. Get that. Get that. And we walk with respect to the law. That's what we should do. Walk with respect to the law of God. Because that's what you are commanded to do. Obey the law. The law says you ought to be obedient to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And the lying Christian ministers love to put down the law. They love to tell you, that's another story, another story. They love to put down the law, though. Yes, we walk in the flesh. Verse next one. Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught. And I didn't. Let me have it right here. Okay. The reference is coming up. Okay, Amos 6:13. Let's turn to that. Amos 6:13. Says, ye which rejoice in a thing of naught. Do you rejoice in Jesus? If so, you are rejoicing in a thing of naught. You're rejoicing in something that doesn't even exist. You're rejoicing in a myth. You're rejoicing in a fictitious character. You're rejoicing in a thing of naught. You rejoice in the spirit, you're rejoicing in a thing of naught. Something that doesn't even exist. You're rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Okay. Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught. Ye rejoice in the Gentiles' teaching of Jesus. You rejoice in a thing of naught. The Lord God is real. The Lord God has come. The Bible has said the Lord God will come. God has come. God is here. What you hear is saying the law. There is in Augusta, Georgia, United States of America, an honorable man having the designation of God, and his name is Tommy L. Hart. A real God, the real God, which the Authorized Version Bible exalts, promotes, upholds, and talks about so much. Are you learning about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you? Are you learning from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you rejoicing in a thing of naught, something that is not real, a teaching that is not real, Christianity teaching, the dictates of religion. Now, what do these things say? 1 John 5:6. Let's turn to it. 1 John 5:6. What does it say? It says this. It says the Spirit is truth. What is that? Okay. 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Spirit is truth. 3:17, 2 Corinthians. It says the Lord is that Spirit. Remember, okay? This one says the Lord is that Spirit. The 1 John statement says the Spirit is truth. And then we have John 6:63. John 6:63. There we are told, or we find these words saying, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit. Okay? One statement saying the words are spirit. Another one saying the spirit is truth. Another one saying the Lord is that spirit. What do those things say? Those things tell me that in the teaching of the spirit done by your Christian ministers, there is confusion. The teaching of the Spirit is a confused teaching. Are you rejoicing in a thing of naught? Are you rejoicing in confusion? Remember this. The Christian ministers do not preach the Jesus that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They preach another Jesus. Okay? That is not in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Right? The difference is crystal clear. All right. Now, moving on. So, those three statements about the Spirit, okay, we see confusion. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. I've told you before that God did not write the Bible. Men wrote the Bible. In the Bible, men wrote to God. They talked to God in the Bible. Okay, I read the law at the beginning of the program. And I've read other things that I have written. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. But the Lord God does not speak in the Bible. In the Bible, men speak to God. In the Bible, God does not promise you or anyone else anything. In the Bible, men promise God things. The Christian minister is a liar. They lie to you. That's what they do. What has happened? The Gentiles have deceived many with their deceitful teachings. Are you still among the deceived? They have deceived many with their concerning Jesus, the Spirit, and love, to name a few. Christianity is an evil which the world will be better off without. What should you do? Answer. Hosea 12:6, Psalm 34:14, and Proverbs 9:6. Here's what you should do. Here's how you can escape the evil of Christianity. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil, Christianity, all the way from it. Depart from evil, turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, forsake the foolish and live. Forsake the foolish teaching of Christianity. Forsake the foolish teaching of religion. Forsake the foolish preachers. Forsake the Christian ministers who give you lies and foolishness. Every one of them, the Bible says, is a hypocrite. They will not speak the truth. Turn away from Christianity. Turn to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and forsake the foolish teachings of religion and live. No. Speak. But have I done? The question, what is the evil that many call good? I've identified it as Christianity, religion. Who has been affected by the evil many call good? I said, surely black people have been affected by that evil. What things characterize the evil many call good? We could say lies and deceit. Lies and deceit. Is there any escaping from the evil many call good? Yes. I said, turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil, depart from religion, depart from Christianity, forsake the foolish, and live. Christianity has been put down. Its leaders have been deprived of authority. People get this and tell everyone you know. The Christian minister has no authority. They have been deprived of authority, power. God has called for the abolishment of Christianity because of its evil and its wickedness. Have you turned to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Have you departed from Christianity? Have you departed from evil? Have you forsaken the foolish teachings of Christianity and religion? Turn to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Obey the law. Obey the law of God and live. Join me next time, Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, when we meet again. Thank you.